On the same day in which Pope Francis denounced hunger as a scandal and urged us all not to look the other way, a photographic exhibition highlighting the global scourge of extreme poverty was inaugurated in the foyer of Vatican Radio. The title of the exhibition is Why Poverty? And it is part of a wide-ranging project involving the radio and other organisations in a year-long commitment to raise awareness and promote initiatives in the name of solidarity and action. But what is so special about the exhibition, apart of course from the beautiful photographs, is the fact that the captions accompanying each image have no geographical or temporal indication, but a papal quotation that shines the light on the theme of poverty in Catholic social teaching. I spoke to Stefano Lekszczynski, head of Vatican Radio's Central Information Service, who organised and set up the exhibition.
We have 30 photographs which are displayed in this exhibition. The theme, of course, is the theme of poverty in the world. And we decided not to write under the pictures where they were taken. And this was a precise and intentional decision because we wanted that people could imagine that these pictures were taken in any place close to their houses or to their lives. So are scenes that you can see everywhere, but they represent something that you usually do not observe. You see, maybe on the streets, these extreme forms of poverty, but you never stop and reflect on what they really mean.
So, Stefano says, the exhibition offers us an occasion to reflect and take stock of the fact that poverty passes us by every day and in every place. But more often than not, we choose to turn away.
You can stop, look, really, and reflect on what are the reasons for this extreme poverty. And this is why the exhibition takes the title of Why Poverty?
I noticed that on the captions, because there are some captions, you don't have a geographical indication, as you were saying. You do have some quotations, and they're all from popes.
Sure. Are all quotations from popes. Most of them, of course, are the words and the texts written by Pope Francis, because probably he's the one who, in these few months of pontificate, he's the one who spoke more than everyone about poverty and the attention we have to pay to these kind of social situations. Also, it shows and it allows to think to what was in the history the role of the Church, of the Catholic Church, confronting the issues of poverty. All the popes said something and wrote something about poverty.
So, and a chance to look at some very beautiful photographs, a child scrabbling in the dust in Malawi, a man lying in Termini train station, a mother and a daughter in a market in Morocco. Very wide-ranging, very different between each other. How did you choose these particular pictures and why?
It was a common choice with the authors of these pictures, not all the pictures that we have on our websites of the Vatican Radio are in the exhibition. It is just a small selection. And there were the pictures with a stronger significance, which could hit the imagination in a stronger way. Some of them are very crude and also quite cruel, especially when they show children. One of my preferred pictures is a black and white picture taken in Morocco. It's a stolen picture taken in a market, and there is a mother holding a little girl, and the girl shows to the mother with a finger a man with a bag, and inside the bag there are probably some fruits. And the mother knows that there is someone who is taking a photograph, and her attitude is very protective and also is ashamed in a certain way, but not only, it's also quite angry, and we can imagine that she's angry because the daughter will never have these tasty fruits inside the plastic bag. She will probably not eat when she will go back home.
Yes, the poverty we are speaking of here is the despairing poverty of a person who does not know when or where his or her next meal will be coming from.
I really like that quotation by Pope Francis, a recent one, in which he says, when the stock market loses 2 points, it's a headline, it's a tragedy. When a child dies of hunger, nobody has anything to say about it.
Yes, and this is another issue, because we are very much used in these recent times to hear the word poverty in a very relativized way. We talk about poverty when we lose part of our gains in a financial business, or we talk about poverty because we cannot buy the last model of a computer, or we cannot change our car, or we talk about poverty when we know that someone lost his work, for example. But we know that at the end we can go home and in a certain way we can survive. We have the essential. There are millions of people in the world who don't have the essential, really have nothing. And we see it in these kind of pictures. And that is real poverty. The real poverty, extreme poverty, is when you have to choose between living or dying.
I'm Linda Bordoni.